Also, Michelle, where else are we now?
Instagram.
That's right, of course. Follow us on the gram. On the Grizzam. Do people say that one?
No. That one I don't think is a thing.
We can't get that one to catch on?
No.
We can't?
No.
All right. Well,
But I did post on Instagram story a poll question.
You did?
Regarding your flexing.
Oh, my gosh. What? The poll is basically, am I flexing or not?
Yeah. And right now it says, you are.
Okay, listen. Y'all know me, okay?
One person said you're not.
Did you pay someone? Is that Jackie Porter?
Still, no.
Or is that so there's actually two out there that say, I am not flexing. Let me say this. You know me. I have no shame. I have had earwax plucked out of my ears on
you
the air
have?
Before. Yes.
That's disgusting.
The great earwax removal. It happened
Ew.
Right here, right in front of this microphone.
Who pulled it out?
It was the lovely ladies at some ear
oh,
specialist
God.
Place.
That makes me want to throw
I think
up.
It was in Dover. Forgive me that I cannot God. Remember. That was like, actually, the anniversary of that was like a year ago. It's like
Ew.
A month and a year ago.
Disgusting.
Because I had ear problems at the time, and still I don't think my problem's fixed. Mm. Where one of my ears, I know I'm hard of hearing in one of them, but it almost feels like sometimes, like when I turn my head a certain angle, feels like there's
water or something.
Something
in
there.
It's
yes.
probably because you keep that up, the volume on your headphones so high. Every time I go in there, I feel like I'm going to blow out my eardrums.
That's just how I have to have it. Need to hear the lovely vocals of yours truly.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, so hold on. How do I look at our poll again?
Okay.
On Instagram. I'm new to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
How do I look at our poll?
Okay, so you'll go to the, look at the very, are you on the home?
I'm on the home.
See our logo right there in the top left?
Our story?
Yep, click on it.
Click on it.
And you'll see the results.
Dang, I am pretty sexy looking in that
Jesus.
Picture. I'll tell you that much. I'm not flexing, by the way. I'm not. Hold on. I was looking at myself that whole time. Let me pull that
oh
up.
Oh, my
100%. No, 67%
say you are.
I am flexing. 33% say nah. Thank you to that 33%. You have your head on straight this morning. But like I was saying, I've been chased down by a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I've ridden an elephant and done a live radio broadcast.
Mm.
I have had earwax plucked out of my ears. Live here in studio and on
so
Facebook
gross.
Live.
Ugh.
If I were flexing in that photo.
You are totally flexing.
I would admit it.
I need Brooke. Where's Brooke? She'll be on my side.
She will be joining us soon, Babbling Brooke, with Z News momentarily. But right now, as promised.
What an idiot. Idiot.
Okay, this guy in, you like that? This guy in Columbus walks into a Huntington bank. All right.
Mm-hmm.
This happened a couple weeks ago. Gave the teller a note saying he was armed, demanding some money. All right. Normally how those bank heists go. Teller gave the man a stack of cash, but then he demanded more money. Wasn't enough for him. We always want more in life, Michelle. And this guy wanted more. He said, give me all the machine out of the electronic ATM, right? She goes,
all the money out of the...
Yeah. He goes, Teller goes, I can do that. I just need to see your ID. That's how we're able to operate that thing. So, of course, the gentleman hands over the ID, and then he was a couple weeks later arrested. She jotted down all his information. Sure, yeah, just some robbing a bank. Here's my ID. You want my social security number, too? Or actually, can you just direct deposit this money I'm stealing from you right now into my account? Are we able to do that? License led to the police arresting a 51-year-old man who was arrested just 11 days later after he robbed that bank. Huntington and Columbus. That's not the way to go. Listen, if you're going to rob a bank, which is not suggested,
right?
I'm not promoting that whatsoever. But you probably don't want to hand him your ID, right?
That would be the last thing you would want to do.
Something you don't want to do.
Dingling.
Hey, if Chad, I'm sorry, Chad Lee,
yes.
one day, happened to be tossed in prison for something.
Jesus.
Okay?
So aggressive.
I know. Sorry. I hope that doesn't happen. He's a wonderful guy.
Right.
Great character. I'm sure that would never happen. But
no.
if you were, and then if he were released by mistake, though, would you make him turn himself back in?
That's a good question.
That's exactly what a woman did in Colorado. This inmate got out of prison, mistakenly released from jail, enjoyed less than 2 hours of freedom before his wife realized there was an error made and made him turn himself back in. I'd be like, babe, listen, I love you, but I'm not going back, bro. Don't take me back, bro.
I'd probably turn him back in just because I don't want him to be in more trouble.
If there's a reward, you would turn him back in?
No.
Yeah, you would. You would so turn him back in to cash in on him.
Jeez. That's terrible. No, but you wouldn't want him to get in more trouble, you know.
Well, it wasn't his fault. They released him, right?
True.
I'm sure he knew he wasn't supposed to be out.
But they would find out eventually.
Listen, you open the door for a dog who's been in the house all day. What's that dog going to do?
Run
outside.
Oh, yeah.
You open the door for an inmate and say, hey, there you go.
Bye-bye.
You're not going to ask any questions. But wait, my release date isn't for 93 days. Well, see you later. Adios. Dude was released. And then sheriff's deputies were able to realize they made a mistake. Someone just didn't check the dude's wristband and picture and his whole identity and thought he was somebody else and just let him walk right out.
Way to go.
Someone's losing their job.
Probably. Or suspended for a little bit.
Hey, baseball games can be dangerous. When we went to the Rubber Ducks game, Rebecca was frightened of a foul ball coming our way.
If I think I know what you're saying with the going with this story, is it about a hot dog?
Yes.
Yes!
The story.
I saw this!
Did you see this video?
I saw the lady's...
The face?
Yes.
How bad is it?
It is very bad. It is so bruised. I'm going to pull it up.
Okay.
Because I thought it was a fake news story.
No, this happened in Philadelphia, okay? Talk about fast food, all right? Because this hot dog was flying at a fast rate at this woman's face. Easy for me to say.
Oh, my God.
Kathy McVeigh was at a Philadelphia Phillies baseball game. Major League Baseball team. When that team's mascot, the Philly... Fanatic, all right, who looks a lot like Slider.
Yeah, he does.
Really, if you think about
it. Green.
Yeah, the Philly Fanatic rolled out the famous hot dog launcher, okay? We know that those air guns that shoot out, whether they be T-shirts or little basketballs or footballs, and now they're even shooting out items of food from these little air-powered guns. So it's now called a hot dog launcher. She was sitting near home plate. When a hot dog wrapped in duct tape struck her in the face. She said it left her with a shoulder injury so bad that she had to go to the hospital, of course, be checked out. Suffered a minor injury. She was unable to dodge out of the way of that. I wonder what would be coming faster at you. A baseball right off the bat of a Major League Baseball player.
Oh, definitely a baseball.
Or a hot dog from a hot dog gun. I haven't seen this woman's face. I mean,
come look at her. Let me pull it up on my phone so you can see it.
Hold on. Let me fling this mic front all the way around. Let me see this woman's face. Let me see this.
You got that?
Pull that up over there. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Hold on. Does the Fanatic ride around on a John Deere golf cart like that?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Wow. That's actually something I may want to play with my kids, ride around in a golf cart and shoot things at them.
Shoot hot dogs at their face?
Shoot hot dogs. Or just maybe kid-friendly darts. It's all fun and games till somebody gets hit in the eyeball.
Right.
Yeah, the story. I didn't see the woman's face, but I heard the injury.
It looks bad.
It's pretty bad. She'll get no. If she wants hot dogs and baseball tickets to the Phillies, probably for life. And she could have the Philly Fanatic perform at all of her birthday parties until the end of time, minus the hot dog gun.
Could you imagine a hot dog being flown at your? I could.
No, I mean. Imagine telling that story, though. You don't want to tell that story.
You go into work on Monday. Man, what happened to you?
Oh, Wiener hit me in the face. Excuse me, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
A hot dog. Hot dog hit me right in the face.
You are so bad.
The thing that gets me about that, it says a hot dog wrapped in duct tape. Like, I don't understand.
Like, are you not supposed to eat them, apparently? I thought it, like, came with a bun. No,
please don't eat a hot dog wrapped in duct tape. It might be a little hard to digest.
No, I mean, I thought it would have been, like, ready to eat.
Well, here's the thing. When they shoot it out, obviously it's got to be wrapped in something, right? It's got to be contained. It's got to be protected.
Why?
The wiener has to be protected. Because, well, you just can't shoot it. And then you're going to get the bun going one way and the hot dog going the other way. You know what I mean?
This is not going in.
So it has to be in something. Maybe in a sleeve. In some sort of hot dog protective barrier.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed.
Why? What's so wrong?
Because you're so inappropriate.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about. Babbling Brook will be right around the corner with Z News. We're going to ask her the age-old question. One, am I flexing or a gnaw? And then two, what may hurt worse, a hot dog or a baseball? Right to the face. 99.9 Scotty McCreary. See you tonight, Babbling Brook. Why, hello.
Hi.
How was your weekend? Good.
It was. It was fine.
You were a single mom.
I was.
Hashtag single mom all weekend. And then hashtag sick kid as well.
Yes.
How'd that go?
It was. Actually, she's doing a lot better than she was. But I was telling Jared out there that my mom actually saved her life yesterday.
Like legit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That might be exaggerating.
Okay,
a
I was going to say.
But my mom, she of course has one arm because she broke the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of in like a cast thing. And we were at the pool out of Atwood, and a gust of wind came flying. We were sitting at a table. So the table started falling over with
Hold on,
the
feel
umbrella.
Like I need no music for this, okay?
And so my mom had one arm mm-hmm. holding on to the umbrella as the table's like almost falling onto Emma because she was in her car seat on the ground trying to sleep. And so my mom had to catch it with one arm. Everything that was on the table fell onto Emma. She was soaked. She was just full of food. Like, all the stuff that was on the table fell on her.
Well, it could have been a lot worse, I guess.
And I wasn't right there because I had to go to the restroom. So my mom was by herself trying to hold this table off from hitting her.
You left your mother with one broken arm and two children.
Well, the other one was in the pool with my dad. So,
dang.
Yeah, so I just had to go for a quick second, and
so
that happens.
So if your dad was there, so basically, let me rephrase, you left your mom alone with one broken arm and three children.
Three children, yes.
Good job, Brooke.
Yeah, just for like 5 minutes, but just a gust of wind went, whew, and almost crushed her.
That was Saturday?
That was yesterday.
Is that how wind, is that the,
it was
yeah,
very
it was windy
yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
It was nice, I mean, the temperature was great, but it was just so windy, so yeah, that was... Could have been really bad if she wouldn't have been able to catch that umbrella with her one arm, her good arm. Good thing she didn't break her other good arm.
Poor Emma's.
For doing that.
Poor Emma's 10-month-old life flashed right before
yes,
her eyes.
Seriously. I mean, it could have been bad. She could have been crushed.
Yeah, no, I get
know?
It. I get it.
So, yeah. I said, that kind of stuff always happens when Kyle is gone. Something always happens. He just needs to stay home. From now on.
Can't ever leave.
People want to stay alive. He just needs to stay home. For real.
Well, he'd probably say the same thing about you. Every time you leave, this happens.
But I don't leave. I hardly ever leave. So no, he cannot say that.
All right. Well, welcome back. Both to you and Kyle.
Yeah.
You have Z News for us. Go ahead.
I do. All right. This day in history, in 1984, Prince released his Purple Rain album. In 97, Jim Carrey and Lauren Holly, they split up. They had only been married for 10 months.
Long time. Long time.
Yeah. Now, was that the one, is she the one that was in Dumb and Dumber? Was that her?
What's her name again?
Lauren Holly.
I'll look her up for
I should have looked that up. But I swear I thought that they were in a relationship whenever they were filming.
Go ahead,
the
I'll
movie.
Find it.
And then in 2009, Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett both passed away.
I forgot that was on the same day.
I didn't even know that, I guess. I didn't even realize that.
He was 50.
Yes.
Cardiac arrest, they say, and she was...
62.
Yeah, cancer.
And then holidays for today, it's Color TV Day, Log Cabin Day, and National Catfish Day.
Yes, she was... Lauren Holly was Mary Swanson in Dumb and Dumber.
I knew that they had been together. I didn't know that they were married, but...
Maybe your name's on the briefcase. Samsonite! That was way off.
That's such a good movie.
All right.
On TV tonight, Dan and Shay, they're going to be on the Today Show City Concert Series on NBC. The Bachelorette, of course, is on at 8. Running with Bear Grylls is on at 8.
With, who's the celebrity? That dancer? Derek Hough?
Yes.
Julianne Hough's brother?
He's a judge, actually, on World of Dance. So You Think You Can Dance is on at 8.
Speaking of dancing.
Yeah. And then The Proposal is on at 10. Have you ever watched that?
No, but I have a feeling. My wife's into all these 90-day fiancé
90 Day Fiancé.
Meet You for the First Time, Let's Get Married shows that are a hit right now. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, there's 10 eligible gentlemen selected by a panel of matchmakers. And they all have to, I guess, compete for the heart of
a mystery woman.
A mystery woman. Yes. What is this world coming to? I'm telling you. Tiffany Haddish, she's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And Meghan Trainor and Bebe Rexha, they're going to be on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. In country news, this is interesting. Shenandoah had quite the scare yesterday as well. I mean, I had a scare, I guess, and they also had a scare. Their tour bus caught on fire.
I saw pictures on this.
Yes.
On social media, their tour bus catching on fire. Nobody got hurt.
But they have kind of a history of things like this. Because back in 2014, when they were on their tour bus, there was a drunk driver who crashed into a fuel tank. And they like drove through the fire.
Maybe they shouldn't tour anymore.
I don't know.
Wrap it up, Shenandoah.
Maybe not take a bus. Take some kind of other form of transportation. I don't know. And then in other news, Woodstock, they are going to turn that into an archaeological dig.
Yeah. They want to make it like a museum or something out
there.
Well,
they want to know where the stage was, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they're going to dig to see if they can find traces of information.
They want to reconstruct that stage from Woodstock 1969.
Yes.
And
yes.
They already know where some things were located, but like you said, with the dig, maybe they can try and find out.
The information, of course, is going to be used as the 50th anniversary is coming up next year.
If you're going to do an archaeological.
Yeah.
If you're going to dig like that on Woodstock site 19, you may want to do it with like hazmat suits and gloves because you never know what you may find. Back in the day. You know those people were into back in the day? Sex, love, and rock and roll.
Right.
Or sex,
and
drugs.
A lot of drugs.
No, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yes. Yes.
Either way,
yeah,
be
careful out there, whoever's digging.
Either way, all the above, they're all great.
So yeah.
It's Babbling Brooke on a Monday.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow, Brooke.
Okay.
Have a good one.